So, if you're actually tuning in right now and probably thinking, this sounds a little bit weird, don't worry, you're not alone. We all have been there at some point. Hello, beautiful souls, and welcome back to another episode of The Awakened Soul. This is Tin, your woman in mission. I'm a wife, a mom of two boys, a woman in business, and an awakened soul with a mission to provide a supportive platform for individuals navigating life's challenges, seeking abundance and purpose. This is more than just a podcast. It's your source of positivity, motivation, and enlightenment. Subscribe now and let the awakening begin, one holistic episode at a time. The shift in human consciousness is an interesting topic because a lot of people talks about it like, what's happening right now? How the shift is taking place, and a lot of people is talking more about spirituality. The Great Awakening refers to a concept that has been used in various contexts throughout history, but it has gained particular prominence in spiritual and metaphysical circles in recent years. So guys, if you're resonating to this topic, better grab your favorite cup of tea or coffee and settle in for an enlightening discussion as we are going to dive into a fascinating topic of the Great Awakening and how it's evolving in today's world. So, the Great Awakening isn't just a historical concept. It's alive and thriving in the 21st century. One of the most intriguing aspects of this phenomenon is how it's actually unfolding in the digital age. The Great Awakening suggests that humanity is undergoing a significant shift in consciousness, where people are becoming more aware of the deeper spiritual truths. That individuals are awakening to higher truths about themselves and the world around them. It is seen as a period of transformation and evolution, both on an individual and collective level. So, if you're actually tuning in right now and probably thinking, this sounds a little bit weird, don't worry, you're not alone. We all have been there at some point. I myself. So probably it's best that for now, let's give yourself that deep inhale and exhale. Exhale. So probably by this time, you're able to ponder and process which stage are you in on this spiritual awakening. They say spiritual awakening are encouraged to let go of the old patterns, beliefs, and behaviors that no longer serve you, and that you need to embrace new ways of being that are aligned with the higher consciousness. Personally, for me, this isn't easy as it sounds. Letting go of your beliefs and behaviors that no longer serve you, just like that, how I wish it's just that easy. But I would say that spiritual awakening isn't even our choice. This shift happens, and at times when you least expect it. We all have our journey through different stages of life. It's like a series of chapters, each with its own set of challenges and lessons to learn. It's a process. You can't just expect that one day you'd wake up, you let go of your old patterns and behaviors, and welcome to the new and evolved you. It's actually just a process. It's a process of growth and transformation that prepares us for the awakening that lies ahead. Like my case, if you listened how I shared my journey on my first episode, I had to go through that experience, all the challenges that made me question life. And I honestly cannot fathom the idea that why I have to go through it. I have always believed that I'm a very strong person. I felt that even death of a loved one, I'm already strong enough because after experience losing my sister, brother, and dad in a span of 2 years when I was in college, that was actually my breaking point in my life where I told myself that whatever challenges will come my way, I can move forward. I can do this because I have overcome this. So I know that I can face any sort of challenges. That has been my mindset ever since. Although prior to that, my family also had to go through losing everything. All the businesses my family had been taken on for years, we lost in just a snap, and we had to face all the troubles and challenges in life. Moving from one house to another, to giving up the very comfortable life with a lot of people, you know, just taking care of you and making sure that you're comfortable. But yeah, in just one snap, you need to face it and you have to learn how to be independent. So for me, it was a lot of coping up, and I just have to accept the fact that it's happening. And for me, I thought going through all those challenges in life is enough to mold me and be that strong, independent person. But that was just probably stage one, unfortunately. From one challenge to another, I believed that I have been stronger than ever. And there's a lot more after that, which probably I can share more on my next episodes, you know. So just going back to life's challenges. So yes, we all have to go through that. Like for me, problems number one, number two, number three, and so on. And I'm talking about the major problems in our life here, okay? We all have minor problems probably every day, and it's part of life. But what I'm saying is, I have to go through those major stuffs at different stages in my life, and I didn't have to go through this awakening. Not yet. That's why, as they say, it's never our choice. If it's not our time, it's not our time. We will never know when we will be called for. As for my case, well, probably because I also have reached a point in my life where I have reached that certain impact to other people's lives. It just actually gave me so much pressure. And going through that experience made me question myself that, you know, can this actually happen to me? And all the pressures and fears came in. It's really that period of questioning and uncertainty. And yes, I felt that sense of feeling lost or disconnection from myself for the very first time. I felt it. That's where I begin to seek answers and explore different paths and possibilities as I face adversity and I have to confront my deepest fears and insecurities. But it's through overcoming these challenges that we enter the stage of growth and transformation, a period of profound change and self-discovery that ultimately led me to the awakening, to my awakening. And this time around, it had led me to dig down in seeking my sense of purpose. It just magically happened when I started to question things that had led me into this awakening myself. They say this isn't really is our choice. Whether we like it or not, we are all here in spirit. Only when that door of awakening has opened up for you, it becomes a choice or a decision if you wanted to embrace it or not. So whether you decide or not to open yourself and to allow this collective information to start coming in and be one with everything around and everyone around us and the universe around us, and that is that shift of consciousness is all about. A lot of people talk about awakening, but what really is the Great Awakening? Great Awakening, according to Master Sri, is nothing but just becoming more and more aware of the things around us. He explained that because of society, because of social upbringing and conditioning, it has created different fears and doubts in the things that's been happening around us. That, you know, most of us talk about waiting for that big opportunities in our life or for opportunities to happen in our life. Yet, if we think about it, opportunities actually happens every single day. of our lives. So the question there is, if you have an open mind, or if you have an open portal to allow this information to actually come into your life right now. Because if you're blocked, you will never ever realize it. Or you will never ever be aware of those opportunities, or even those single opportunities coming your way. As for my personal journey, looking back at it now, things that happen for a reason. Definitely. If I wasn't awakened, I'd call it as like, you know, bad or worst moment of my life. But right now, at this point, it has led me to understand that it's all interconnectedness. It's how things are meant to be or meant to happen. No matter how bad is our experience, it is the one to lead us to look forward. It's why I shifted, because I felt it inside me. And looking back, knowing myself, my life and belief is pretty much straightforward. I'm always the logical person. And in case this shift would happen to me, or would have happened to me, I wouldn't probably mind it, because I won't even be aware of it. And the normal me would only get so busy with a lot of stuff, not minding the little things. So I knew that I had to go through that, and it has to be something really that explosive or tremendous that will make me go back to looking for answers and be open to find that answers. Because honestly, I kind of found myself weird at some point too. Like, you know, I was questioning myself, is this really me? Am I really into this now? And then I would do reflections again, like, oh, okay, I know why I really needed to go through this, because if not for this, I won't be open for this. And I mean, from one experience to another, I felt I was slowly shifted, and that process made me believe, because I have to go through each of that. It's not just like, you know, in one blow and they're okay, guys, I'm spiritual now, or I'm into this now. And you know how actually the universe works. It's just so amazing how it will lead you from one person to another, from one experience to another, until you yourself will actually realize it and be more and more open to it. If it's the old normal me, I would think, oh my gosh, this is too much for me to handle or for me to believe. My logical mind just cannot, you know, comprehend it. It's not only even about whether I believed it or I won't believe it, but it's really something very, very new to me. So if this shift came to me just like that, for sure I won't even be aware of it. Like, I'm talking about the old me. And according to Master Sri, you can be the most logical person out there, but most of your decisions would based on your emotions and gut feeling. And when we talk about our gut feeling, it's actually our intuition. And this is an explanation that even your logical mind cannot understand. For me, it's actually absolutely right. This is simply as when you're on the road and you're driving home. Let's just forget about Google Maps or GPS for a while. So our gut feeling or our logical mind would tell us, turn left. But our intuition would tell us, turn right. And the old me would normally go against my intuition because I'm always logical. My logical self would tell me that, you know, this is the safest route because this is your normal route. So just turn left. But my intuition would just tell me just turn right, and it might actually lead me to a whole new faster route. But because now I am more aware that how important it is that I have to listen to my intuition, and normally it serves me right, I learned how not to neglect it anymore, and it has always helped me numerous times. or actually I can say it has saved me even at some point. So generally, this whole awakening context is simple to understand in a way that you need to get out of the norm. Inside of you, you have this desire to achieve more. You want to have a more fulfilling life. But a lot of time, we are stuck. We are trapped. We are trying to get out. And we want to be free. But how do we do this? The easiest way is to shift ourselves out of context. Do things that we never done before and just go out and explore. And with today's technology, it has played a significant role in the evolution of the Great Awakening. People now have unprecedented access to diverse perspectives, spiritual teachings, and ancient wisdom traditions from around the world. This abundance of information has sparked a growing interest in spirituality, mindfulness, and holistic well-being. Don't fear, you're not crazy. You're just waking up. It can happen to people and they can be either aware or not aware of it. And whether they liked it or not, this shift is happening. But if you still have reached at this point tuning in here, I'd probably say you're already aware that this shift is also happening to you. Otherwise, you won't stay curious and felt connected, right? So whether you're aware or unaware, this shift is happening. It's just a matter of time where the whole planet will be more conscious in understanding exactly how things work around them. To anyone tuning in right now, whether you remain conscious or already on the exploratory stage, try not to control it like the way I did at first. Just let it go and flow. It's a normal reaction when our logical mind is trying to protect us. But how can we really identify whether what is right and what is wrong? Every logical decision we make is in fact not a logical decision. We only know what is right and wrong based on our experiences and based on our upbringing, based on our society. So we don't actually know the right and wrong based on our logical thinking. But what's more of a powerful force? It's that intuition, or we call gut feeling or even good feeling. It's when we feel we want to do something. And if we can take that action, just do it. The next in that process is to trust and believe. Trust and believe. Whether these challenges come in your life, may it be in a relationship or a business, it's normal. It's part of the process. Just accept and be grateful that, you know, you're alive. Before you even know it, whatever your destination is, if you're gonna look back, you'd be like, what happened to me over the last 1 year or the last month or just the last week or just yesterday? It really depends. It's crazy, but that's actually exactly how I was feeling right now. When I learned how to let go and I got out of that box where I felt stuck, and now that I'm out with a clear, open mind, I have a happier heart. So just learn how to surrender and let go and wait for life to unfold right in front of you. It was the hardest thing to do, but finally I did it. And that's where you will actually see how the magic unfolds. If you feel connected to what we've shared today and want to join me on this journey of growth and discovery, I invite you to subscribe to the Awakened Soul Podcast. Together, we will continue to learn, grow, and inspire one another in ways we never thought possible. And if there's any topic you wish to discuss, please connect with me on my Instagram account. That's wondermom.ph. That's W with an A. And once again, thank you for being a part of this beautiful journey. Stay tuned for more meaningful topics and insightful explorations in the episodes to come. Until next time, take care, stay curious, and never forget to embrace the magic of gratitude in every moment. This is Tin, your woman in mission, signing off. See you soon!